It is time for Student Phenology. Student Phenology is funded in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. Our first report comes from Emma Adams' class at Great Expectations School in Grand Marais.
Yes, this is Oscar.
Hi.
And Charlie.
Reporting from Great Expectations School in Grand Marais, Minnesota, on October 25th. We've been noticing a lot of changes in the weather lately. The days and nights have been much cooler. In the mornings and evenings, windows at multiple students' houses and their parents' cars are fogging up. Last week, it snowed on the Gunflint Trail and other places inland from Lake Superior. The snow did not stick on the ground. Over the MEA weekend, a number of our classmates observed a comet in the sky. This comet is about 44 million miles away from Earth.
The trees in the area have been at a riotous stage of losing their leaves. The papal birch, alder, and the moose maple have lost most of their leaves. Other trees, like the red maple, have fully changed color, but are still holding on most of their leaves, losing only about 25%. Most of the flowers have gone to seed, but some of the oxeye daisies can still be found downtown.
On the bus this week, Adela saw a bull moose on the side of the road. Moose are coming to the end of the rutting season. Alma, Charlie, and Ari have seen various deer on their bus rides as well. Alma and Charlie even saw one standing on its hind legs. It was most likely trying to reach some food that was much taller than it.
This has been Oscar.
Ty.
And Charlie, reporting from Great Expectations School.
Thank you, kids. That was a great report. Lots of interesting stuff there. You know, what surprised me was that the maples still are holding their leaves along the shore there, and it just shows you what an effect Lake Superior has on the local weather. And one of the students I remember talking to when I was up there lived over the hill back on the Gunflint, and he said that, you know, everything was much more accelerated over the hill, much, much earlier leaf loss, etc. Moose and deer, the deer standing on its hind legs. I was out yesterday walking and I found a scrape, and right above the scrape was a branch hanging down, and the buck deer oftentimes will stand up and rub their antlers on a hanging branch like that while they are in the process of scraping the ground and leaving a urine sample there. They do that to sort of, it's a scent post where it alerts other deer to the fact that they're in the area. So that might have been what was happening there. Our next report comes from Alexandra Lucia's class at Aurora Wasakone Community of Learners in Bemidji.
Hi, this is Dash
and Gigi with AWCL Conservation Crew. Poppy saw a cardinal, blue jays, chickadees. Asian beetles are still out. The tamarack needles have turned gold and are starting to fall to the ground. There are lots of deer coming out of the woods. Kelly saw an enormous amount, maybe 200 pelicans flying south. Cora saw a fluffy coyote. Its fur was orange, black, and gray. Gigi has noticed that crows are starting to leave. Skunks are also going into hiding.
Natalie noticed more brown leaves and much less vibrant colors in the trees. Faye watched a downy woodpecker eating at a sunflower and saw a grouse in the crabapple tree. Rose hips appear to be ready for harvesting.
Thanks for listening to us. Goodbye.
Thank you. That was a great report, kids. Enjoyed listening to it. There are lots of deer coming out of the woods for sure at my house as well. The food in the woods is dying back, and so they're coming out to the fields to find a little bit more greenery before they switch their diets to the browse, the woody stems that they will be eating all winter. Maybe 200 pelicans flying south. That was a nice surprise to see that, I would think. There was a time when you rarely saw pelicans this part of Minnesota. And the fluffy coyote, orange, black, and gray. And coyotes are really colorful like that. So that was kind of neat. Lots less vibrant colors in the trees. And the downy woodpecker eating some sunflower seeds. And the rough grouse at my house are in the crabapple trees as well. And as far as rose hips getting harvested, the squirrels are doing that at my house. They're harvesting them right regularly, as we might say. Our next report comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Cruz.
Tanner.
Michaela.
Riot.
Faith.
Gavin.
Ben.
Emma.
And Thomas.
Reporting from North Star Elementary in Virginia, Minnesota on October 30, 2024.
This is Tanner. We have noticed that it is dark when we get to school in the morning. I notice that my hair freezes when I go outside on the way to school.
We're getting some rain this week, and I notice it's being really windy.
Around 3:15 this morning on October 30th, many of us have woke up to loud thunderstorms.
This is Faith, and I noticed that the apple tree in my yard has been losing most of its leaves.
This is Gavin. I estimated that 90% of the leaves on the silver maple trees across the street from our school have fallen.
This is Ben, and I noticed that the milkweed in my yard has died back. I have also observed a dozen meadowhawk dragonflies near the shore of a pond at my house. I noticed many of the dragonflies had broken wings and wondered if they were damaged in a fought for a mate. We learned that meadowhawk dragonflies mate and lay their eggs on the shores in late fall. The eggs will hatch next summer.
Rami observed that the last of the geese in the area are migrating south. There aren't many left.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
Yeah, keep exploring the great outdoors as they have been doing. And I got awakened to that thunderstorm as well, loud and crackly. It was a nice late season rain. I think it dropped about 22/100ths of an inch at my house. The silver maple, 90% of the leaves were down. I have a silver maple in my yard, and for many years we have compared notes. The retired teacher Chris Holmes from the Virginia school and I had traded notes on that same patch of silver maples for many years. So it's nice to hear about those and what they're doing. Milkweed died back. A nice little investigation of the meadowhawk dragonflies. Ben, good job there. That was really nice. And I'm glad you went in and looked up why and what they're doing this time of year. And the geese are definitely headed south. Yep, that's the way it's going right now. Our next report comes from Allison Ofterheide's class. Allison is a teacher at the Cherry School. And this is their first report to our service. So congratulations, Allison, and to you students who have helped with the phenology at Cherry School.
Hi, this is
Anna,
Ethan,
Adam,
and Eliza,
reporting from Miss A's class in Cherry School on October 30th in the Cherry School Forest. We noticed
The temperature was in the 40s, it was rainy, and there was light frost in the morning.
The plants we saw were tamaracks with yellow, dark red, and brown needles, with probably half the needles still on the tree. And we saw paper birch with no leaves, no seeds, and red lichen.
And for the animals, we saw a bald eagle, 5 white-tailed deer on the way to school, and 2 catfish, and a crow with food on the baseball field.
This is Ben,
Anna,
Ethan,
Adam,
and Eliza,
reporting from the Cherry School Forest.
Nature rules!
Nature does indeed rule. Thanks, kids. Great report. Nice to have you on the air with us. Congratulations, and a good report. Yeah, the tamaracks are definitely probably past their yellow stage now. At least they are at my house. The dark red and brown needles are all that remain. Paper birch are leafless, and they have. They didn't see any seeds on their paper birch, but I got a hunch there's probably some little catkins up there that are loaded with seeds. It's unusual for the birches not to throw a few seeds every year. And they hold them in reserve because I don't care how late in the year, how snowy it gets, how soon after a snowfall you go out, you will almost invariably find birch seeds on the top of that snow. So thanks, kids. Good to hear from you. We're going to suspend our student reports right there. We will pick them up again in about 45 minutes, and you will hear from Darcy Rolfe and Lee Jackson's class at North Shore Elementary School in Duluth. You'll also hear from Rob Marone's class at Pike Lake Elementary School, also in the Duluth area, and a few more. So stay tuned for that.
I think we're ready. It's 7:45.
It is time for a bit more of our student phenology, which is funded in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the weeks of October 26, 2024. My name is Samantha and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Thursday, October 31st, Annabelle noticed that the mornings were getting a lot darker, which means that winter is approaching. On Sunday, October 27th, Miss Rolfe noticed that 80% of her milkweed pods had erupted. Some milkweed pods can hold over 200 seeds inside. Plants typically flower between late spring and the end of summer. Following seed dispersal, their above ground growth dies back to the ground. They then remain dormant through the winter and reemerge in the spring from established root systems. Ms. Jackson's class made tree observations for the trees they tagged 4 weeks ago. The bur oak had one remaining brown leaf. The speckled or gray alder had no leaves remaining. The paper birch had one brown leaf on the tree. The quaking aspen had 8 brown leaves remaining. Chance noticed that on Sunday 27th that there are a lot more blue jays in his yard than normal. Magdalene saw a woodpecker gathering a catch of bugs for the winter on October 26th. Naomi saw a woolly bear caterpillar on Saturday, October 26th. There are 2 generations of woolly bear caterpillars each year. The first appear in June and July, and the second appear in September. The second generation worms are the quote-to-quote weather prophets. If the rusty-colored band is wide on their bodies, it will be a mild winter. The more black coloring there is, it will be a severe winter. Interestingly, the woolly bear overwinters as a larva. Their entire body will end.
Cut off.
Yeah, I'll finish that sentence. Their entire body will enter a frozen state until May, when it will emerge as the Isabella moth. On Saturday, October 26th, Miss Urban saw a meadowhawk dragonfly. And on Sunday, October 27th, Miss Urban saw a garter snake near the Sucker River. And we really appreciate their reports. And, you know, one of the nice things about their group, their report, is that they go into depth. They learn something. They see a woolly bear caterpillar and they don't leave it there. They go back to the classroom and they do a little bit of study and they learn a bit more about the woolly bear. Now, the weather prophets, the woolly bear caterpillars, it turns out that they go through several instars where they shed their skin and get larger, and then they grow in, and as they get older, that orange band gets wider. So the wider the orange band, the older the woolly bear larva. But nonetheless, it's an interesting little extra to kind of follow. Our next report comes from Rob Marone's class at Pike Lake Elementary School, and they too are in the Duluth area.
Good morning. My name is Brooks, and this is our report for the week of October 27th from Pike Lake Elementary School. On Thursday, October 24th, we were walking on the boardwalk in our school forest in phenology class. While we were walking, we heard a bunch of crows cawing. Mr. Marone said that he thought there was a dead deer back in the woods. So, of course, he took us back into this clearing. We stood there for about 2 minutes, and then we all were bedazzled. We watched a great horned owl fly right past us, and it was getting chased by crows. Mr. Marone said he thought the crows were trying to drive the owl away from something, so he let us venture off into the woods. It was time to walk back, and I looked behind a log and found a deer bone. That's what happened in phenology class last week.
Last week, Sonia observed a leaf fall off a tree. She noticed that it was red, and she wondered why it was that color. So she did some research. She found out that the tree loses its chlorophyll so that the tree can survive during the winter. She learned that the tree gives the leaves chlorophyll and makes the tree's leaves green and healthy. But when the fall comes around, the trees take all the chlorophyll so it will survive during the winter. In the summer, all the leaves grow back, then repeats over and over again until the tree dies.
Hello, I'm Miles. This past week, I saw a bee flying around, and I was wondering what it would be doing once the weather gets cold. I found out that they go into their hive and hide together in clusters to stay warm.
This is Lily. Last week, I observed a mushroom in a tree branch. I was wondering when the squirrel put it up there. What if it were to fall out when it snows, if they could find the mushroom?
Nicholas there. On October 30th, I witnessed a deer scraping its antlers on a small tree. Last week, I witnessed the first ice of the season forming around the edge of the puddle. This concludes our report from the outer regions of Proctor School District. Beware.
Things are happening out there.
Great report, kids. What a nice way to do it. You know, same thing, same program as the other school. When the kids have a mystery, they get out there and they look at it. And Brooks talked about being out in the woods, hearing the crows, going to look and seeing a great gray owl being chased by the crows. Crows and owls have a long, long history of fighting one another. The owls oftentimes find where the crows are spending the night, and they'll stop in during the evening and have a snack of crow, and that kind of upsets the crows, and they take it personally whenever they see a great gray owl or a great horned owl. They think that that one is probably the one that has, you know, eaten their friend, and so they definitely are going to give chase and make life miserable for the owl, at least during the daylight hours. The owl will pay them back. It doesn't go unnoticed. And Sonia had a great report about watching a leaf fall. She noticed that it was red. She went and did some research to find out a bit more about it. I'm thrilled that you did that, Sonia. This is wonderful. And Miles saw a bee flying around. And they, outside of the queens, they will, you know, they'll come back and huddle in their hive and stay warm as long as they can. But ultimately, they will perish. And the queen will survive the winter and start all over again in the spring. Our next report comes from Fridley Middle School's trip to the Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Eva.
And Jake.
And King from Fridley Middle School, reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center for October 29th through the 30th. The weather was friendly with a high of 61 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 32. Cold weather is on its way, but there are still a few trumpeter swans on the lake and flying.
Garter snakes were seen near the hibernacula, but not all in the woods. It could be the last time we see them until the spring. In the bog, about 5% of the tamarack needles are still hanging on. The pitcher plants have turned from green with red vein coloring of summer to their solid dark red-purple color of autumn and winter.
Students enjoy the challenge of catching the last of the falling leaves. There aren't many left. It's a beautiful time of year, and we want to remind you that it is always a good choice to elect to unplug, get outside,
and live connected!
To elect, indeed, and it's election day, so elect to select and get out and vote. Trumpeter swans, garter snakes, lots of things, the tamaracks down to their last 5%, pitcher plants. Green with red veins to deep, dark red purple of autumn and winter. And those leaves will be, maybe have water in them next spring, but usually it's the new leaves that fill with water and attract the little community of bugs that make them work. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Skylar.
And Mason reporting from Mr. Cad's class in Little Falls Middle School. And this is our phenology report for the week of November 3rd. We have seen large flocks of red-winged blackbirds gathering in fields.
A classmate heard a ruffed grouse drumming while deer hunting. Minute pirate bugs and gnats are still swarming in our yards.
Highbush cranberry fruits are ripe and ready to pick. We have a bat sighting on October 30th.
Leaf-legged bugs have become a daily sighting, along with large numbers of Asian beetles and box elder bugs.
We had a fox squirrel sighting in some woods and near a cornfield. They had one of the four species of squirrels that live around here.
Woolly bear caterpillars are a common sight, and we even saw a yellow woolly bear.
Skunks and raccoons have been very active in the evening.
We watched crows feeding on crab apples outside our class window. They were actually just picking them and dropping them on the ground from the top of the tree.
House centipedes and sow bugs have been appearing in damp areas in our house.
That's our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring,
keep discovering,
and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Skylar, Mason, thanks, guys. Great report. Lots of good things, as always. Big flocks of red-winged blackbirds in the area. They are pretty much done around here. I used to see them more often when I was out duck hunting this time of year, kind of hanging out in the marshes. But even those, I think, have moved further south. Highbush cranberry fruit are ripe and ready to pick. Some people actually find them edible. I'm not in that group. A bat sighting, always nice to hear about a bat. I hope that one finds a good place to spend the winter. The leaf-legged bugs, conifer seed bugs. I don't know that bug, but along with the Asian lady beetles that I do know and the box elder bugs that I am familiar with, there are a lot of them. Fox squirrels. We don't have fox squirrels this far north. And yet, I should say, because it's entirely possible that they will be on the move and coming this way. I wonder if they have always been in the Little Falls area. I should send those guys a note and ask them, or maybe when they listen, they can figure out an answer. The idea of crows feeding on crab apples, actually just picking them and dropping them, sounds exactly like crows. It sounds like, you know, hey, watch me drop this apple. And that crows often do crazy things like that. Our final report this week comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is Kobe,
Elton,
and Camila,
reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
This week's weather has been a mix of temperatures with an unseasonably warm and mostly sunny and windy, with a little bit of precipitation this week.
With our animal observations, we found a print, possibly from a deer. It's hard right now to see prints because of all the fallen leaves. We found a small feather that was white on the tip with the rest being black. We don't know what kind of bird it's from. With our plant observations, we noticed the buckthorn and our oak are hanging onto their leaves in color. We noticed our tamarack hasn't changed much either, but the maple tree has lost almost all of its leaves.
We are wondering if we'll see more signs of animals next week, or if that oak will start to change.
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club
Peace.
Nature episode.
Peace out, peeps!
Peace out, peeps. Yeah, keep peeping, you little Oak Grove Elementary kids. Great report. Buckthorn and oaks. Down there, the white or the red oak is a bit more predominant than up here, and it holds its leaves quite effectively through the fall and into the winter. An animal print, hard to tell. The feather, small, black with a white tip. It's always interesting. That's always a kind of a fun thing when you find something like that and you have to try and do a little detective work. And maybe you won't figure it out this week, but who knows? Maybe something you'll stumble upon in the next month or two, and you'll remember this feather, and you will then have a name for the bird that lost it. Tamarack hasn't changed much. The maple tree has lost almost all of its leaves. We are, of course, a couple of weeks ahead of that. More animal signs that they will be looking out for. Thank you for that great report, kids. And we will hear from you again, I am certain.